you.
You're welcome. So we have the snail and the whale.
This is real.
This is the tale of a tiny snail and a great big grey blue humpback whale. This is a rock as black as soot, and this is a snail with an itchy foot. The sea snail slithered all over the rock and gazed at the sea and the ships in the dock. And as she gazed, she sniffled and sighed. The sea is deep and the world is wide. How I long to sail, said the tiny snail. There are other snails in the flock who all stuck tight to the smooth black rock and said to the snail with the itchy foot, be quiet, don't wriggle, sit still, stay put. But the tiny sea snail sighed and sniffed, then cried, I've got it, I'll hitch a lift. This is the trail of the tiny snail, a silvery trail that looped and curled and said, lift wanted around the world. This is the whale who came one night when the tide was high and the stars were bright. A humpback whale, immensely long.
Turtle.
Yes, darling.
For me.
For you.
Yes.
Who sang to the snail a wonderful song of shimmering ice and coral caves and shooting stars and enormous waves.
Look, that's creepy.
Yeah. And this is the tale of the humpback whale.
Yes. Turtles. Birds sleep.
Yeah, birds asleep.
Night-night.
All done?
All done.
And this is the tale of the humpback whale. He held it out of the starlight sea and said to the snail, come sail with me. This is the sea. So wild and free that carried the whale and the snail on his tail. The towering icebergs and far off lands with fiery mountains and golden sands. These are the waves.
There's a shark.
These are the waves that arched and crashed, that foamed and frolicked and sprayed and splashed.
Turtle.
Yes.
No. What's that?
That's a whale's tail.
What's that?
A snail.
What's that?
A wave that arched and crashed.
What's
then
that?
It foamed and frolicked and splayed
What's
and splashed.
That? What's that?
Octopus.
What's that?
A wave.
What's that?
Octopus.
What's that?
What do you think it is?
What's that?
What do you think it is?
What's that?
What do you think it is?
Fish.
Is it fish?
Shark.
Yeah.
What is that?
These are the caves beneath the waves, where stripy fish with feathery fins and sharks with hideous toothy grins swarm round the whale and the snail on his tail. This is the sky, so vast and high, sometimes sunny and blue and warm, sometimes filled with a thunderstorm, with zigzag lightning, flashing and frightening, the tiny snail and the tail of a whale. As she gazed at the sky, the sea and the land.
What's that?
What do you think it is?
A bird.
Yeah?
A snail.
Yep.
A snail.
And a?
A snail. A snail.
Yeah.
A snail.
A whale. Wha. You say it?
Whale na.
A whale.
Whale.
That's it?
Whale a snail. Whale a snail. Good night.
Good night. All done? Come back. The waves and the caves and the golden sand. She gazed and gazed, amazed by it all. And she said to the whale, I feel so small. But then came the day. The whale lost his way. These are speedboats running a race, zigging and zooming all over the place. Upsetting the whale with their ear-splitting roar, making him swim too close to the shore. This is the tide slipping away. And this
slipping away.
And this is the whale lying beached in a bay. Quick, off the sand, back to sea, cried the snail. I can't move on land, I'm too big, moaned the whale. The snail felt helpless and terribly small, then said, I've got it, and started to crawl. I must not fail, said the tiny snail. That's a nice cuddle. This is the bell on the school in the bay, ringing the children in from their play. This is the teacher holding her chalk, telling the class, sit straight, don't talk. This is the board as black as soot. And this is the snail with the itchy foot. A snail, the teacher turns pale. Look, say the children, it's leaving a trail. This is the trail of a tiny snail, a silvery trail saying,
Die the whale.
Save the whale. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. These are the children running from school, squirting and spraying to keep the whale cool. This is the tide coming into the bay. These are the villagers shouting, Hooray! And the whale and the snail travel safely away. Back to the dock and the flock on the rock, who said, How time's flown! And haven't you grown? And the whale and the snail told their wonderful tale of shimmering ice and coral caves and shooting stars and enormous waves. And how the snail, so small and frail, with her looping, curling, silvery trail, saved the life of the humpback whale. Then humpback whale held out his tail and on crawled snail after snail after snail. And they sang to the sea as they all set sail on the tail of the grey blue humpback whale. The end. I love you.
I love you.